Kane is in the building.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, it's time for Top 5, Bottom 5 here on SB Nation Radio and SB Nation AM, where we give you the best teams in the NFL. This might be a little easy because there are 5, 10, and 2 teams, so it might just be taking those five cards and shuffling them around a little bit.
Shuffling.
That's it. So let's start with number 5. This is where I'm going to put the New England Patriots. There is something wrong. There is something wrong. Now, it could be as simple as the flu. They took 2 flights to Houston, 1 for the sick and 1 for the healthy. That seems very apocalyptic, does it not?
I think that's how zombie movies start.
Isn't that how zombie movies start? That's a weird way. I'm sure other teams have done it in the past, but it does make sense.
You know, recycled air in an aluminum tube.
Remember, in all of the movies where there's a disease that kills off all the population, it starts on a plane.
Yep.
There's always a guy catches it in some country.
Or it always spreads quicker because of a plane.
And it always lands in LAX.
That's true.
Or New York. And then all of a sudden, boom, it spreads. So this is how zombie movies start. Might have been the flu. Might be the fact that Brady's just not as connected to his young receivers as he is to, like, Julian Edelman. Or Rob Gronkowski is not there anymore. It might be that simple. But there's something wrong offensively. It ain't killing them yet because the playoffs could still run through Foxborough. But right now, they're 5.
Yeah, number 5 for me. That's where I have the Patriots as well. Just pretty much everything you just said. There is something wrong with this team. I don't know if it's Brady starting to show his age a little bit, or if it is a disconnect, or maybe he just doesn't have the weapons that he needs. I'm not 100% sure what is going on, but there's something definitely going on.
Yeah, he had some real problems with his receivers in that Houston game. And the numbers, the final numbers are not right? They don't give you the full indication of how inept that offense was in that game. That was a lot of padded numbers at the end. And yes, it did make the game close, and had they recovered the onside kick and gone on to win the game, they would have won the game. So I don't want to say that those statistics are irrelevant, but they don't give you the full picture that... But in the first half, he completed like 30% of his passes. I mean, it was awful. But that's where something's wrong. We've done this before with them, so I'm not killing them yet, but they're 5 on this list. Yep. All right, so number 4 on my list. Boy, I really had a hard time with all this. I want to shuffle this around a little bit. This is where I'm just going to put Seattle. And I went back and forth, man. I got this crossed out back and forth. I loved what I saw from Seattle last night. I wanted to put them ahead of the Saints. But I'm going to keep them at 4 right now. It was a great Monday night win. And every time I get to see Seattle in its full glory, I like what I see. But right now, they're 4. No other explanation other than they're good. They're just not yet in the top 3.
Yeah, actually, number 4, this is where I had the Niners.
Nah, okay.
I dropped him down a few ticks just because of what I saw this past weekend, you know, with my other top 3 teams. Pretty much, you know, Niners loss, Patriots lose. My other 3, they all won. That's the only rationale I can come up with.
Yeah, I actually had the Niners there too based on that. But I don't know. I put the Niners at 3, and that's where I'm putting them right now. I put the Niners at 3 because I think if you're going to have a road loss, have a road loss like that. You're playing the hottest team in the NFL, a team that annihilated the LA Rams. You're playing in wet, sloppy conditions where anything can happen. They gain more yards than Baltimore. They lose on a last-second kick. There's no, you know, if you're going to lose that way, where it comes down to something like that. I just didn't find anything wrong with them. I wished, and I said this yesterday, I wish this game was played in better conditions just to get a better feel for this, because sometimes you don't get a real true appreciation for a team or really understand the matchup when weather is seriously impacting the game, although I do like weather games. Went back and forth again with this one, but I put the 49ers at 3.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been great to throw them in a dome and see what happens.
Yep.
Number 3, this is where I have the Seahawks.
Okay.
And again, it's just because, you know, my top 3 teams, they all won this past weekend. My bottom 2 teams in this top 5, they all lost.
And the head-to-head matchup?
Not really. I mean, you know, I think the Seahawks being at three for me was more Kool-Aid, more that lime green Kool-Aid.
Sure, last night, huh?
I mean, it was amazing to see. They were down, and there was just no quitting this team. And they just go and ramble, 24 straight points?
Yeah.
And you know, fought their way back into it, and then played solid D to finish it out.
They did.
So
got that fourth down stop.
Which is kind of funny because I haven't really given the Seahawks much credit all season long. I mean, they've been in my top five. They've been out of my top five. You know, they're one of those teams that I've been flip-flopping through. This is a solid team that maybe, you know, I'm just not paying enough attention to.
Yeah, that's right. And I agree with you. I agree with you in that regard. And it's funny how we just got done talking about Russell Wilson not getting getting the level of respect.
Yeah.
I have put Kansas City with a worse record ahead of Seattle. Yep. I have put Green Bay with either equal or you know, about the same record ahead of Seattle. You're right. I haven't done in the top five in the weeks that we've done this. I've popped Seattle up, then I'm taking them right down. And popped them and taking them right
down.
They
were the easy one to get rid of.
And watching them last night.
We'll just pop them out. No one's going to notice.
And watching them last night, I'm like, what have I been doing all year? Why in the world would I ignore this level of play, you know, at various times? And I agree with you absolutely on that one. All right, so we are at number two. And this is where I had the San Francisco 49ers. I put them, I'm sorry, no, we're at three, right?
No, we're at two now.
You are at two now. Oh, I'm sorry. This is where I put
you can't put the Niners twice, Tony. That's not how it works.
Okay. Because I got... All right. So, because I said that I had Seattle and the...
Yeah, the Niners at three.
The Niners at three. Okay, the Niners at three. Yeah, the Niners at three. Okay, I'm sorry. So, right, two. This is where I put the Saints. All right. So, the Saints at 10-2. It goes back to saying I've been ignoring them, but you shouldn't ignore them. They're 10-2. They are the number one seed in the NFC. And this is where I put them because they are the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah, no, I have the Saints at number two as well. And, you know, why I had them over the Seahawks is right now at this moment in time, I would trust the ball in Drew Brees' hands more than Russell Wilson. Even though Russell Wilson, I think, is having a much better year than Drew Brees is, I would still trust Brees over Wilson.
Yeah, I'm with you on that regard as well. Look, the Saints aren't, we mentioned this before, they're not burning through a bunch of teams that are top of the line. They are beating the teams they should. The one loss to Atlanta is the outlier on this. They didn't even score a touchdown in that game. But they're beating everybody that they should be beating, and they're rolling along. But they're still an incredibly dangerous team. Cam Jordan is playing great defensively. They run the ball well. They throw. Taysom Hill is a Swiss Army knife. That's his nickname that is absolutely appropriate for what he's been able to do. So, plus, the idea of being the number one seed in the NFC right now, today, that's valuable currency in an NFC that is super deep and super strong.
Yes.
So, all right, and the number one is the Baltimore Ravens, because
can't
my
think
God,
of another team.
Can't think of another team. My God, it's a buzzsaw, an absolute buzzsaw. They're great. Justin Tucker's fantastic. Lamar Jackson's an MVP. The defense is good enough. It's not Ray Lewis good, but it's good enough. And this is going to be a very, very, really hard team to beat in the playoffs. If it goes through Baltimore, tougher, but I'll even take them on the road. I've been saying it. I wouldn't want to play New England and Foxborough in January, but the only team I trust in the AFC to go to Foxborough and beat the Patriots is Baltimore.
Yeah, right now, I mean, this team is just firing on all cylinders.
So if the Ravens were to cough up a game and the Patriots get in on record, it's because they can't get in on head-to-head, but if they get on record and it runs through Foxborough, I still would take the Ravens over
I still think the Ravens as well. I mean, this was a true telling game for them this past Sunday. You're playing against a really good Niners team, terrible weather conditions, yet you still find a way to do all the things that have brought you here anyways.
Yeah.
Listen, you and I talked about this yesterday. I can't begin to understand how these quarterbacks make passes in that type of weather.
I can't either.
I get all the other types. You know, cold weather, snow, it even makes sense to me. Snow, I mean, even though it's cold, I can still see you making passes in snow. Rain with that slick ball, and that rain was just that fine. It was heavy at times, but it was like that fine mist rain that just was annoying rain.
And it's constant.
It was just constant.
You're wet everywhere. Wet everywhere. All of the ball, the arms, your shoulder pads, everything.
You're drying the ball with a wet towel.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing you can do to keep that ball dry. And you see, watching Lamar Jackson still be able to complete throws and still make, you know, accurate passes. That was just amazing. And for him to be able to run against the Niners defense. Maybe the sloppy weather helped him out, but it's still amazing to see him actually run against that Niners defense.
And the one thing about the Ravens that I want to point out is you look at the, we talked about the NFC West and how tough it is, right? Like the Rams now have starting to emerge, 7-5. They're breathing down Minnesota's neck for a playoff. If they were to get in, three teams from that one conference. And right now, those teams, those three teams plus Arizona, the Ravens have beaten all of them. And that's impressive. That is really impressive. To maybe have coughed up one road game going out west, but they haven't. They beat Seattle in Seattle convincingly. They beat the Rams in Los Angeles very convincingly. And they had a, you know, they squeak out a victory against the 49ers in the last seconds. And these are big, big victories against the best of the best. So they are the best of the best. They're number one. So there you go. All right. So now the worst of the worst. When we come back, the bottom five as we continue along on SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
I need a last-minute gift. O'Reilly Auto Parts has you covered. They have several options for gifts under $20, like a digital tire gauge, 20-in-1 multi-tool, storage containers, or even a universal backup camera. You can get professional-quality power torque tool sets starting at just $19.99. And who doesn't love gift cards? You can even buy gifts online and pick them up in store. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Now it is time of the worst of the NFL after 13 weeks in the season. So I'll get started with number 28. And this, I took a page from you last week, and this is where I'm going with the Detroit Lions. At 3-8-1, they're down to their third quarterback. But David Bluff, what is his name? I don't even know. I don't even care. Matt Stafford is out. Jeff Driscoll is out. Not a bad performance by that young man, but I think the Lions don't play very good defense. It's too bad. I liked him early in the season. It has not gone right since. They are number 28 on my list, the Detroit Lions.
Nah, I can see that. I had the Lions there last week.
But you did?
I left him off this week.
Good for you.
Because,
give him a break. Teams in there?
No, I had to put my Chargers here.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with this team. I do know what's going on with this team. Phillip Rivers is old.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line. And now you have rumors circulating. I don't even know if I want to believe these rumors. I don't know if it's a good rumor that they're thinking about benching Phillip Rivers for Tyrod Taylor for the rest of the season.
Wow.
That, because he's had such, historically bad performances.
Yeah, that's
over
right.
The last couple of weeks, that Tyrod Taylor is a better option. I'm just at a loss with this team. This team is really testing my fandom.
Yeah, it's amazing, and we keep saying this about them. Wow, just how can they lose games?
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable to, all you've got to do in that final play is not commit pass interference. Pass interference.
There's 10 seconds in the game, maybe.
The Broncos are going to, they might take a knee even, but they decide, let's throw it up. What are they looking for? They're not really necessarily looking for a completion as much as they're looking for pass interference.
Yeah, I mean, when the Chargers kicked that field goal, there were 14 seconds left
on
the clock.
That's right. That's right. That's it.
14 seconds. You know how quick 14 seconds is? So
The Broncos took over with 9 on the clock.
Yeah, they're finding new ways to lose, and they're turning it into an art form.
And by the way, 19,000 people did not show up to watch that game. That's about what show up for Charger games in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I think the Chargers' 19,000
right,
fans 19,000 that didn't
show up. Yeah, 29 on my list. I put the Redskins down. I couldn't believe they beat the Panthers. Not really, couldn't believe it. Panthers aren't playing really good right now, but curl up and die already. What are you doing? Don't win more games. I like burying you. What are you doing?
Come on, you're taking the
fun out
of it.
Now you're on the road to Charlotte winning games? What are you doing?
Yeah, you want
to
know how bad it was? I left him out of my top five.
Yeah, right. Good for you.
It was so upsetting. I was like, come on.
I still had to put them in, but they've won two in a row. So I almost
know.
Kept them out. I almost said, you deserve to be out.
And beating the Panthers, that wasn't a cakewalk of a team. That's actually, Panthers have been a decent team for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah, and listen, here's my dilemma. And I'll tell you who I left out of the top five. I don't want to kill the suspense, but I didn't put the Jets in my bottom five.
What?
Because the Jets had won three in a row, even though they lost to Cincinnati.
What?
I debated this team or the Jets, and I said, body of work. All right. But Redskins have won two in a row. Give you a bunch of credit.
Yep. All right, for number 29, this is where I put the Falcons.
Falcons.
They're back to their ways. They're back to their Falcon ways that we've grown to love and enjoy. And once again, Dan Quinn's name gets put on that hot seat because they didn't look good at all.
I guarantee you he's losing his job at the end of the season. He is losing. I don't care how nice Arthur Blank is. That guy's done.
Yeah,
they have got to get a new voice
in
there.
And on top of that, I mean, I was surprised Matt Ryan even wanted to get up after getting that stiff arm.
And he got sacked nine times.
Nine times, and then he gets buried because he threw that weird interception.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
And then he literally got buried. If I was Matt Ryan at that point, I was just like, you know what? I'm comfortable down here. You guys, you just play over me.
Well, 30 is where I put the Falcons for those exact same reasons. I just... Nine sacks, that's enough for me. At that point, if I'm Matt Ryan, I go back to the sidelines and go, I'm not going back in. All right? That's a death sentence, and this team stinks. I got a family to protect. All right?
Exactly.
I'm not going out there.
I want to walk with my kids later on in life.
Well, if you're on the offensive line, do you turn to Matt Ryan at any point and go, man, we're sorry. I don't know what we're doing out here.
Oh, no, you're buying stuff.
Yeah, you're kidding. How about this year we give you five Rolodexes?
Exactly.
Rolexes. How about we do that? God, it's sacks.
Knowing that line, they probably would give him five Rolodexes, though.
It's like the offensive line's like, here you go, take them. You know, you gotta give us cheap gifts last year.
It was. I mean, yeah,
terrible.
I was surprised. I mean, at what point does Matt Ryan just go, you know what? I quit. I'm out.
I can't do this.
I'm tapping
out. Anymore.
It's
Kill
Thanksgiving.
Me.
I want to go have some turkey.
So that's where I put the Falcons at 30.
At number
30, they did recover some onside kicks though. Real quick. The percentage is awful for onside kick success, and the Falcons got a couple. So,
well, I mean, maybe is that enough to keep Dan Quinn his job?
Yeah, right. He can point to that as meaning at the end of the season.
Number 30 is where I have the Giants. There's just no excuse for it anymore. They played against a good Packers team. The conditions were terrible, but Daniel Jones is definitely having a rookie year. I'm not saying he's bad.
No.
He's just having
a
rookie year. And the Giants should somewhat be thankful that Daniel Jones is having this type of year. And it's almost excusable that he's having this type of year. They're going to get a great draft pick.
They are really going to get They could get Chase Young.
They could.
They could get Chase Young.
I mean, and that's going to help him out tremendously. Number 30, the Giants.
Yep, 31 for me is the Giants. They've lost eight in a row now after going 2-2 to start the season. This is where I put the Giants in, but here's the caveat. I think people be careful of Daniel Jones, and I see it on Twitter, etc. Be careful of Daniel Jones. I know the record is terrible, and he does fumble a lot, and he keeps the ball too long. Those are correctable things. He can learn not to do those things in a better, efficient way to play the position. But I'm telling you, there is some respect that Daniel Jones is getting from real football people that really know this sport, that really know the elements of playing, right? Who know that in a rookie season, chances are you go like 3-13. That's more likely than leading a team to a Super Bowl, right? And Aaron Rodgers is one of those people. Aaron Rodgers said at the end of that game, he has a lot of respect for Daniel Jones. He likes Daniel Jones. In fact, there was a report that after the game, he said to Daniel Jones, learn from this and learn from the good stuff too. He says, hang in there.
Yeah.
It's
actually, I watched the video of it. Someone was mic'd up or somebody had a mic in there and he said all those things and he's just like, you know, hey, what's the goal? The long career.
That's the long career. Exactly. And again, John McMullen yesterday said the same thing. There's just this feeling like it's going to come. Put up with it. It's going to come. And if you're a Giants fan, like I told my father over the weekend, sit back and enjoy. You might get Chase Young out of this deal. You probably will get Chase Young out of this deal because Cincinnati's looking for a new quarterback. And if they have the number one pick as it stands right now, then you grab Chase Young out of Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean,
and
this,
boom,
and
you're good.
That's what we're saying. This is the perfect season for him.
Just go through this.
Get your lumps in. This is what you want out of your rookie quarterback. And we'll see where it takes you in the future.
All right, is this where you put the Jets?
No, at number 30, this is where I have the Bengals.
The Bengals!
I'm rewarding the Bengals.
Good job.
They got my man off the roof.
That's true.
That's all I care about.
Yours is more fun than mine. I should think in these terms.
They got him off the roof. Hey, they got their first win of the year. They can't be, I mean, yeah, it's their first win. They're still
God bless them.
They're still you know, number one in line of the number one draft overall draft pick. In fact, they probably waited till this week to make sure, like, okay, can we get a win here? Or let's do the win now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just happy they got a win.
Got a win. That's where I put the Bengals at 32.
Figured.
I don't have anything more to say than one in 11? And
yeah,
but they did get the
team.
Win. Terrible team. But you're right. I like yours better than mine. Mine was too analytical, and yours was more very emotional and fun.
Well, that's why at 32... Can you guess who I have
you
at 32? I put the Jets. You can't lose to a defeated team.
What a crazy year this has been for the Jets.
The Jets are terrible. I'm sorry. God. They weren't even in that game.
They weren't. They didn't get to the red zone against the worst defense in the NFL. I do not and still don't get this. Maybe partying in New York City after you route the Raiders wasn't a good idea.
Maybe not. Do we put that up there with Odell Beckham taking the entire Giants wide receiver crew on a banana boat
tour? Yeah, right. Exactly. The night that the everybody protected Sam Darnold in his night of drinking and carousing.
Yep.
And then they go to Cincinnati and cough one away to the Bengals.
Yeah,
you know, if the Jets had simply just won that game and then beat Miami at home, they would have been on a 5-game win streak and they would have been, not in the playoff race, but certainly garnering respect.
Yep.
This not only changes that, it shuts down any conversation you could have regardless of. They could put 90 points on the Dolphins and I'll still go, yeah, but you lost to Cincinnati where you didn't get into the red zone.
Yeah, that's why I put them in the bottom. They won't stay there. Obviously, the Bengals would be there, but I had to reward the Bengals. You got your first win. You don't get to be the last place team. The Jets do.
It's the good, the bad, and the dumb coming up next. By the way, top five, bottom five, Ron is more entertaining than mine, so just go with his picks. They are a lot more exciting. All right, we'll get the good, the bad, and the dumb in next segment coming up, SB Nation AM.